Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, our pal, pro sports bettor Rob Pozzola joins the show. His best bets for Week 5 in the National Football League. 40 minutes from now, me and Femi will give you our best bets for Niners-Rams tonight, Thursday Night Football, and Yankees-Red Sox. I am nervous! Yankees-Red Sox Game 3 elimination game in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. We will finalize our bets. We will read you, our listener and viewers, your best bets as well. Keep them coming on YouTube and Twitch. Bill Zimmerman will read them coming up later this hour. But joining us right now to kick off the Power Hour on this Thursday, celebrity New York Yankees fan. I thought I was the biggest Yankee fan on the show, and our friend Jay Croucher had to come and crash the party. NBC sports betting analyst, the awesome Jay Croucher, on Twitter at CroucherJD. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy Game 3 between the Yankees and Red Sox to you and yours. What's going on?
Thanks, Nick. Love your hair today, as usual. You're looking like a young Gary Oldman.
It's good.
Gary Oldman and Bram Stoker's Dracula is the kind of look that I'm seeing at the moment. Okay. You'll see it once you hit the Google image search. Feel terrible about the Yankees. Not that I would feel good under any circumstances. I think the line is, there's nothing wrong with it. And I think that Boone has chosen the right lineup. I'm glad that he's playing Ben Rice at first over Paul Goldschmidt. Hopefully they don't get into a situation
what the hell?
Like game one.
I just looked up Gary Oldman and that's an awful insult. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's funny though, isn't it? You giggle.
It is funny.
That's the whole point.
It was funny. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, a little shot. Yeah. Hopefully Ben Rice doesn't look like Gary Oldman at any point tonight. Hopefully he just keeps hitting home runs for fun. But no, look, they should win. They should win the game. They're a better team. They're playing a worse team. Just go out. Just stop diving into tragedy. Just win a baseball game against the worst team. Just get it done, Yankees.
I certainly hope that they do. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Jay, before we get to the National Football League, a lot of people, you know, I think this, Femi thinks this, I'm guessing maybe you do also, we haven't talked about it. Like, Phillies Dodgers might just be the World Series and the National League Division Series. Like, any thoughts on that series? We now know Tigers Mariners, Detroit beats Cleveland in Game 3, so it'll be Tigers Mariners in the next round. Any other thoughts on betting the Major League Baseball playoffs, and then we'll get to the National Football League?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that the Dodgers opened as dogs in game one against the Phillies with Shohei on the mound. I think that the Phillies would be a much better team if they had Zach Wheeler still around, but they don't. I'm a little worried about their offense. Once you get past Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber, it's a little bit iffy, as it has been in recent postseason failures for Philadelphia. The rotation is awesome. Sanchez, Suarez, Lozado, it's a great top three. They are very live to beat the Dodgers. I do think that the Dodgers are the best team in baseball overall. I understand the weaknesses in their pen, but you chuck Sasaki in there, you're able to throw starters in the pen in the postseason. I think that will help a fair bit. And then also, the way I'd say it, I think the Dodgers are slightly the best team. And I think the Phillies, Mariners, and Yankees would be the second tier of team. But yeah, there is a very good chance that this decides the champion. I think that whoever wins this series will be favored in the NLCS. So plenty at stake in Dodgers-Phillies. I would lean Dodgers at the series price, though.
And Dodgers a slight favorite in the series. Femi gave that out earlier. Minus 125. The fighting Phils, plus 105. All right. Week 5 in the National Football League. Jay, first question we always ask you football-wise in this interview. What's your favorite bet coming up for this week and why in the NFL?
Yeah, so my favorite bet, Detroit minus 10 against Cincinnati. I think that there is something about team profiles that sometimes doesn't get entirely captured in these bigger spreads, where I think there are certain types of teams based on their portfolio of strengths that just lend themselves better to blowouts. And we've seen that Detroit, that this is a team that can absolutely step on the throat and turn a 7-point lead into a 21-point lead. We saw them destroy Chicago. We saw them destroy Cleveland on the weekend, despite the fact that the Browns have an elite rush defense and Jahmyr Gibbs is still able to go 16 for 91. I think that the Bengals, I don't think this is really going to get better. This is two games in a row where they've been absolutely destroyed by, I think, pretty flawed teams in Minnesota and Denver. And I'm not sure that week three of Jake Browning on a short week is going to be that much better than week two of Jake Browning. I think Detroit have a very strong case to be considered the best team in football, along with Buffalo. And I think that they will handle business against a Bengals team that I think might be looking for a new quarterback in a week.
Would you lay 10.5 with the Lions? Because I have considered that. Like, it was even considering it a couple hours ago today.
Yeah, I think if you hunt around, I certainly prefer minus 10, but I would lean Lions minus 10.5.
Yeah, so basically, like, the BetMGM is making it legendary. If you want to bet the Cincinnati Bengals elsewhere,
exactly.
Jay very nicely saying that other sports books may provide you with an opportunity to lay 10 with the Detroit Lions, if you are so inclined. Jay, you're so good at breaking down, like, when players are not playing and, like, cluster injuries and how it impacts a point spread and how it's going to impact teams moving forward. I'm fascinated to get your opinion, not just on the Ravens this week against the Houston Texans. I would love your opinion on that game. The Texans currently 2-point road favorites, and Kyle Hamilton doesn't practice today for Baltimore, just like joining that CVS receipt of an injury report for the Ravens. So your opinion this week, we would love on Baltimore, but you know, like, Lamar may not play next week and they're hosting the Rams, and you would think they'll probably lose that game if Cooper Rush starts. Would be 1-5 going into the bye. And, you know, maybe could make a playoff push to the 7 seed. We'll see what happens with the Steelers in the AFC North. So what do you think we see this week from Baltimore? And how do you view the Ravens moving forward this season?
Yeah, I think this week in their current form, the Ravens, I think they're one of the worst teams in football. I think that's reflected by the fact that they're 2-point dogs at home against a Texans team that hasn't covered itself in glory at all. Now, this is a fairly big swing. This line opened, I believe the look ahead was Ravens -9.5. So it's an 11-point swing. Not all of that is Lamar. Obviously, the Ravens lost Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey in that game against the Chiefs as well. But I don't think this team has anything on defense at the moment. And the offense obviously is going to be vastly worse without Lamar. I think that the median outcome is still that they go 1-1 over these next two games, given that they're so close to a pick in this game alone. And even though no one will think that they can beat the Rams, it's one game and anything can happen, and they're not drawing completely dead there. So I think that the most likely outcome is they go into the bye at 2-4. Even if they go in at 1-5, though, their schedule eases up a fair bit. And if you look at the Steelers' schedule, it is absolutely hellacious going forward. The Steelers have a run of 6-8 games where it's just like they just play all the best teams in football. seemingly over and over again. So when you look at the division prices, with the Ravens being minus 135, the Steelers being plus 175, I still think that is fair, just because of the fact that the schedules go in different directions after Baltimore's bye, and also that the Ravens still get to play the Steelers twice. And by that point, they should be much healthier. I'm going to assume that Lamar, with 3 weeks off, including the bye, will be okay after the bye. So I think that the Ravens will go back to being one of the top three, four teams in football as they get healthier. And I think that they'd be a very good chance to sweep the Steelers and secure the tiebreak and close a two-game gap. So I think it's fairly priced at the moment. But yeah, there's a material chance that the Ravens are going to have to do it from 1-5.
Yeah, the Ravens host the Steelers or play at Pittsburgh in Week 18. Could be a game to decide the AFC North. You better you bet on this Thursday. NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher is our guest on Twitter at CroucherJD. He took a pretty nasty crack at my hair, which honestly, I actually think it looks great today, and I'm a little I'm a little upset. Someone said I look like Kim Jong Un. You went with Gary Oldman from Bram Stoker's Dracula. Just, you know, everyone's a little jealous.
Kim Jong Dracula.
There's a really funny political joke to be made, which I won't make. The Cleveland Browns announced yesterday, Jay, that Joe Flacco would be benched in favor of Dylan Gabriel. And the betting market responded with a shrug emoji. Point spread remained the same for the Vikings and the Browns. Total dipped maybe a half point. Do you agree with that, that there should be no material change side and total, Browns-Vikings Sunday morning in London with Dylan Gabriel set to start?
Yeah, look, I think that Joe Flacco would give the Browns a slightly better chance to win than Dylan Gabriel, though Flacco was dreadful against the Lions and dreadful against Baltimore in Week 2, sandwiched around some more competent showings. I think ultimately this is more a reflection that I think that the line was probably going to move in Cleveland's direction, and it's more that Gabriel coming in for Flacco just solidifies things. I think that the organizing principle of this game might simply be Carson Wentz going up against perhaps the best defense in football. And Carson Wentz is a man who is not afraid of getting sacked and not afraid of turning the ball over. And he may very much lean into those lack of fears in this matchup against the Browns. So I think that it's amazing the games that we sent overseas to Europe, honestly, between Carson Wentz last week, Carson Wentz again this week. I feel like Daniel Jones against the Panthers last year was like the defining European game that we send over, just ensuring that the nation of Germany has no interest in football going forward. But I do think this is going to be an ugly game. I would lean Browns +3.5. The only thing here is that it's a very strange travel spot where the Vikings have basically, they don't have to have this week the 9-hour cross-country flight, which I've only taken recently with three screaming children. And so it's really more dire, my recollection, than it will be for the Cleveland Browns going across. But just with body clocks and everything, getting acclimatized to new surroundings with the time zone change and everything, that will be an advantage for the Vikings. But I am concerned about Carson Wentz going up against Myles Garrett and co.
If this game stinks, set a betting market that we get an Elon Musk tweet to cancel the NFL. You don't have to answer that question, Femi. You can.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. I guess you're not going to watch football this year. Jay, obviously we're deep into those award streets. Obviously we're Team Jonathan Taylor here on You Better You Bet. Puka Nacua, unfortunately, is the fly in that ointment right now. But any awards best that you like heading into Week 5, anything that stands out to you, could be MVP, any of the rookie stuff that you're seeing heading into this week of games?
Yeah, so on the rookie stuff, I think maybe the most interesting market at the moment is offensive rookie of the year, where I think this is just completely backwards. I don't understand why the favorites are the favorites. Why is Jackson Dart +450? He just lost his only good receiver, and it was a receiver who largely has carried the passing game in Malik Nabers. I'm not sure that Jackson Dart, I mean, I think he's more likely than Cam Scatterboo to win, but I don't think it's like a significant difference between those two. I think that Emeka Egbuka, who has had these highlight reel plays, not sure how sustainable it is when you look at the 77-yard touchdown against the Eagles. Mike Evans is going to come back. Chris Godwin played a ton of snaps as well in his first game back. So I think that Egbuka, his stock will trend down a little bit. And then when you look at the running backs, Marion Hampton doesn't have either of his star tackles for the foreseeable. Slater out for the whole year, Joe out for the near term. And then Ashton Jensen just doesn't have an offensive line. Now, Colton Miller's on IR, and he had to be absolutely Superman against the Bears, and I just don't think it's super sustainable in terms of being able to replicate that without blocking, without getting any yards before contact. So my bet in this market, and I understand it's not super sexy because the team isn't super sexy, but I don't think Tetteroa and McMillan can be 12-1. I think that there is an argument to be made that he is as likely as anyone else to win this award. Each week, his receiving prop is set in like the mid to high 60s, which is the same range as Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like Tetteroa McMillan right now, he's 13th in the NFL in receiving yards. His underlying stats in terms of his PFF grade, his ability to beat man coverage, all leaps off the page. He's just awesome. And he's got a team that's not particularly good and is going to be in throw scripts a ton. So I think there's a very clear path for Tetteroa McMillan to get to 1,200 plus receiving yards, be a top 8 to 10 receiver in the sport. And yeah, he's not going to have team success, but you know, Garrett Wilson didn't have team success at all the year that he won over Ken Walker, whose team made the playoffs. So I think that people focus more on outstanding for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And if T-Mac has the best case on individual merit, I think he just wins. So I think he should be more like half his current price in the market.
I was talking to our mutual friend. Listeners and viewers may have heard of him. His name's Ken Barkley earlier today and like this week. He started his work on the NHL. Jay, you're a big NHL and NBA better. Have you started your work yet on the NHL and the NBA in 10 seconds?
Yes, plenty of NBA stuff. The Thunder to win the title is going to be one of my biggest ever bets. In the NHL, the Lightning would be my bet in outrights. I don't think that the market has entirely realized how dire this Florida Panthers injury situation is.
Well, I don't think I have any Connor Hellebuck money left, but that was really nice. So thank you.
We love the puck.
Thank you for that. Our friend Jay Croucher joining us on the show on Twitter at CroucherJD. Hey, buddy, take us into break by saying, let's go, Yankees.
Let's go, Yankees. Let's go. Just win a game. Win one baseball game, Yanks.
One baseball game. Rob Pizzola joins us coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all our bets for the Yankees and Red Sox, Game 3 of the Wild Card Series in the Bronx, and all of our bets for the Rams and the Niners on Thursday Night Football. But joining us right now to give us his bets coming up for week number 5 in the National Football League is our buddy, Pro Sports Better. Founder of the Hammer Betting Network, and he's a part of Forward Progress, which is their awesome NFL betting content. You can find it on YouTube, and you can find it in podcast form as well. And his app is BetStamp, and we encourage everybody to check that out. He is on Twitter at his name, at Rob Pizzola, and he's here with us live on You Better You Bet. Rob, happy week 5 in the National Football League, my friend, to you and yours.
Yeah, great to talk to you again, Nick. I'm excited for this week coming up. I mean, you know, me and Femi, Cowboys fans, we got our big tie on Sunday Night Football. What a, you know, what a result that was.
I know right, that you did. Are. I know that you're. I know you used to bet baseball pretty heavy. I think you're just like more of a baseball fan now. Maybe you're betting it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. What is your nerve level if the Yankees win tonight? Knowing that my baseball team will smack your baseball team around in the American League Division Series.
So it's funny you mentioned that. I am somewhat nervous, but only because I despise New York baseball fans so much that I don't want to potentially lose to them. Like, I find Boston fans also to be very obnoxious, but I can tolerate that a little bit more than losing to the Yankees. So I am nervous for that reason. I hope the game goes 24 innings and every single person has to pitch as much as humanly possible in this game. But yeah, truth is, Nick, I'm a Blue Jays fan. I hope they go well. I think they've done a lot of it with smoke and mirrors, with a lot of small ball this year. They don't have a ton of power. They don't have the best rotation. I'd love to see them succeed, but either way, I'm going to be a nervous wreck with whichever team they play.
I will be a huge Blue Jays fan if the Red Sox win the series. So I do not want to see the Red Sox advance in the postseason. All right, let's get to the National Football League. And Rob, let's start with your team and Femi's team, the Dallas Cowboys, on the road at the New York Jets, about 20 minutes from where I am right now. The Cowboys, 2.5-point road favorites, total 47.5.
All right, so I like the Jets in this game. I am mildly concerned about the amount of crowd presence you're going to have from Cowboys fans there, especially if the Yankees are potentially playing a game in the afternoon as well. But I cannot believe that the market has not moved off of the Cowboys injury report today. I mean, Tyler Guyton, left tackle, 2 straight DNPs. Tyler Smith, 2 straight DNPs. Tyler Booker, 2 straight DNPs. Cooper Beebe's on IR. Like, you're potentially looking at a Cowboys team that will start without 4/5 of their offensive line on the road this week. And listen, I get it. The Jets defense, they're not very good. They've struggled at points this year, but there are no teams in football where you could take away 4 out of 5 starters and wide receiver one as well, and they're going to put up the same gaudy numbers that they did beforehand. So I'm very surprised that there's been no move there. I also think the Jets are kind of mildly underrated. They move the ball up and down the field on the Dolphins. I mean, Braylon Allen is diving like Superman into the end zone from the 3-yard line. I don't know what they're doing with these turnovers, and that's frustrating, but I'm nowhere near this price as it stands right now with the Cowboys injury report. So I'm on the Jets this weekend.
I like the Jets as well. I love to hear that. I have not bet the Texans-Ravens game, Rob, and Femi and I were talking about this during one of the breaks today on the show. Is it possible the current iteration of the Ravens, if like none of these guys play it, that they're the worst team in the league? The Texans are 2-point road favorites right now at Baltimore. How are you betting Texans-Ravens on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm with you. Everyone's fixated on, oh, the look-ahead number was Ravens -9.5, and it's moved 11 points. Who cares? Like, what the teams are on the field for this weekend. Okay, listen, Lamar Jackson to Cooper Rush, massive downgrade. I've seen a lot of Cooper Rush as a Cowboys fan. He came into the league. He looked really good and serviceable in the early going. The more and more it's gone on, the more you realize he's Cooper Rush. He averaged 6 yards per attempt last year. He doesn't push the ball downfield. His completion percentage is low. Huge drop off on offense, just that quarterback. But look at the state of the defense. They're going to be without their top 3 defensive tackles. Kyle Van Noy, their best edge player. Roquan Smith, their best linebacker. Their top 2 boundary cornerbacks, Nate Wiggins, Chidobe Awuzie, both risk not playing. Their nickel corner, Marlon Humphrey. Safety, Kyle Hamilton. Ardarius Washington's on IR. Like, as it stands, this could be the worst defensive personnel in the entire league. So you have a below-average offense, possibly the worst defense. I don't think the line has shifted enough. I get that the Texans are bad, but they're not playing like a competent personnel here. DeMeco Ryan's a very, very good defensive-minded head coach. They'll have a plan for Cooper Rush. I think this game has to push closer to 3. I like the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, if the Texans offense can't figure it out this week, then, I mean, just throw the whole thing in the trash, because, like, this should be everybody eats against this Baltimore Ravens offense with the Baltimore Ravens defense, I should say, with what Rob just outlined with all the injuries. How about the Raiders-Colts game here, Rob? Because Indianapolis right now, over at BetMGM, a 7-point favorite, -105. Total is at 48. Raiders, of course, coming off a bad loss, turnovers against Chicago Bears in a game where they probably outplayed Chicago. How are you betting this game this Sunday, Raiders at the Colts?
Yeah, you know what, guys? Listen, I'm a big proponent of buying low, selling in the NFL. I don't think we're quick to catch up to how bad the Raiders are and that the Colts are actually like a viable football team this season. I like Indy in this game, and I think the opportunity presented itself for the Raiders last week in a perfect matchup. The O-line wasn't going to get pressured by that Chicago Bears defensive front. They finally got the run game going. Geno gave the game away, and Pete Carroll did, with some horrible decision-making down the stretch, settling for a 55-yard field goal. But Indy's D-line is going to ruin this Las Vegas O-line without Colton Miller. And I can tell you right now, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, these guys are going to come out. They're going to try to run the ball because they had success doing it last week. And it's very likely not going to work on this Colts front with DeForest Buckner, Grover Stewart. It's just not going to happen. I think this game's going to get away from the Raiders. And Indy's O-line has given Daniel Jones such a big boost this year. Matt Gonsalves, one of their guards, who I consider to be pretty strong, looks like he's going to be back for Indy this week as well. I think they're going to dominate both lines of scrimmage. So I think this number is actually too short. I make it a hair over right around 10.5, you'd say. I like the Colts in this game.
And just like 10 seconds on this, for people out there listening and watching that like Indianapolis in the game, the current number is 7 juice towards the Raiders. Do you think it'll come off of 7 down to 6.5? So if people like the Colts, should they wait to bet Indianapolis in like 10 seconds?
It's for me to say where it's going to go. I mean, I still see one rogue 6.5 out there right now and it hasn't been scooped up yet, which makes me inclined to believe it's more likely to go towards the Raiders. But this is honestly just a coin flip guess, Nick. So if you haven't bet the Colts yet, I would be fine betting it now.
All right, you bet here on this Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola, on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. People should check out Forward Progress, which is the NFL betting content that Rob's a part of at The Hammer. Find it on YouTube. You can find it in podcast form. And I'll give them a plug here as well. I have a newsletter every day that goes out, and I see it on their website that's got it's got all the NFL injury information on it and all the stuff that's really pertinent. Our guy G-Stack George writes that, right? I like G-Stack George. So they do a really great job with NFL betting content, so be sure to check it out. All right, my friend, you ready for some lightning round here?
I am, as long as this is not going to get me tracked by GRP wins this year or something like that, because then I don't know if I'm ready, Nick.
No, I think that's, you know, we'll just skate over that. And we appreciate everyone that watches the show and listens to the show. Let's start on Sunday night, Rob, with the Bills and the Patriots. Buffalo's an 8-point home favorite. The total's 49.5. Milton Williams popped up on the injury report today for New England, and maybe it's not a serious injury. We'll see if he's able to go on Sunday. What are your thoughts on the Bills and the Pats?
It's really tough for me to pick a side in this game. I was kind of hoping that Ed Oliver and Matt Milano would miss again for the Bills because I had some interest in the over. I do think the Bills are going to move the ball on this Patriots defense. I like the Pitts offense, but it's, you know, the garbage time is too much of a threat in terms of laying this amount of points here. So I have a lean to the over, but if Milano and Ed Oliver are back here, I'm going to end up doing nothing with it.
All right, how about the Chargers and the Commies? This was 2.5, and then we got the 2.5, and then we got the news that Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown won't make the trip to Los Angeles. So Jaden Daniels is back, but probably down 2 of his 3 receivers. We'll see about Debo Samuel also. The spread is now Chargers in between 3 and 3.5, totals 47.
You know what? Like, there's been action on the total down today. It makes perfect sense. There's still some 47.5. I would grab those unders right now. Obviously, the state of the Chargers O-line is rough right now with Joe Alt missing with the high ankle. But you mentioned it, the receiving core for Washington. You potentially down their top 3 receivers for this week. And on top of that, Jaden Daniels is going to wear a knee brace for this game. If there's one quarterback in the league that I would like to know has their mobility going into the week, it's probably Jaden Daniels. Like, he's not a guy you want to turn into a pocket passer that's just going to pick apart a defense. So I think the under money makes sense. I lean Chargers as well, but I much prefer the under in this game.
All right, so Rob, like in 47.5 is the number that you want to try and find if you want to bet the total in that game. Rob, Seahawks and Bucks, Seattle open 2.5, now sitting -3.5 against Tampa, total 44.5.
I'm such a dummy. I missed most of the opportunities to bet Seattle this week, and I really want a piece of that. I agree with the move. I think Tampa's a really beat-up team. And I just don't know how they're going to move the ball on this Seattle defense. And I say that as a guy who really likes Baker Mayfield, but they're still down right guard, right tackle on the offensive line. Evans is out. Bucky Irving's not going to play. Seattle sits in a lot of these two high shells, and they get pressure by rushing 4 and 5. That is a nightmare scenario for Tampa because Tampa is very reliant on explosive plays. they didn't do much on a down-to-down basis against the Eagles. It was the long touchdown to Bucky Irving, long touchdown to Igbuka. Aside from that, nothing. So I understand the move towards Seattle. At this point, I think it's priced accurately. I mean, I can make an argument for the under. I'm just waiting to see how the secondary situations play out because Jamel Dean's not practicing. Devin Witherspoon, Julian Love missed practice yesterday for the Seahawks. So that's the only reason I haven't fired on the under yet.
30 seconds for this one. Eagles and the Broncos. You mentioned Philly. Philly, a 3.5-point home favorite, total 43.5.
I bet some Broncos in this game. Listen, if you haven't bet any Broncos, I think 3.5 is fine, but I wouldn't be rushing to bet it. This is just a fate of Philly. I mean, something is off with the offense. It's just a completely different offense from last year. They don't push the ball downfield. They don't run play action. This is a team that you're asking to win by margin, and they've been doing it with smoke and mirrors the last 2 weeks. You know, punt block, return for a touchdown, kick block, return for a touchdown. You can't live off of that stuff forever. I don't think the Eagles are going to have success moving on this Denver Broncos defense. I'm very nervous about Knicks against Vic Fangio, but again, Denver has to keep it close. Philly's the team that has to win by margin, so Broncos in this one.
Speaking of winning by margin, can the Cardinals do so against the Titans on Sunday? Arizona laying 7.5.
Well, everyone else seems to do so I don't know why the Cardinals couldn't. I get the move towards Tennessee because Arizona just hasn't been good. Like, their statistical profile this year isn't great, but they're still so much better than the Titans. And the weakness for the Cardinals, they've had a lot of injuries in the secondary so far this year. Will Johnson might be back for them, but Tennessee's not going to be the team that exposes that. Cam Ward's CPOE is terrible. He's been awful, frankly, as a rookie. So I haven't bet this game. I'm getting very tempted with the Cardinals, the way that this has been trending. I've just kind of been holding out to see if we'll get any more Titans money, but it's definitely Cardinals or nothing for me.
Two stinky games, Giants, Saints, Dolphins, Panthers. Basically pick the winner of both. The Saints are 2-point favorites against the Giants right now. Any thoughts on those two games, Saints, Giants, Dolphins, Panthers?
I get the Saints move. Jackson Dart, listen, I understand Giants fans are excited, but didn't really push the ball downfield or move it through the air last week. So I understand that one. It's kind of settled where it is. Miami, Carolina, lots of back and forth there as well. I played some under in this game. I know some people might think that's counterintuitive because these defenses stink, but the reality is with Tyreek Hill out, Miami cannot generate explosives against anyone. Everything is going to be underneath. It's the same thing for Carolina. They cannot push the ball downfield with the weapons that they have. The O-line can't hold up. Another guard is on IR now in Chandler Zavala. So I played some under there. Aside from that, I mean, I don't think these games are going to get much of my time on TV this weekend, Nick.
We are running out of time. 10 seconds for each. Browns and the Vikings, Minnesota, 3.5, 36.5 in London.
This wasn't played in London. I would be all over the Browns, but I don't know how to quantify the Vikings staying there for another week. I feel like that's a huge edge, staying out in Europe for a week. Other than that, I mean, I think Cleveland could be very live in this game.
And any desire to lay 10.5 with the Lions on the road in Cincinnati, 49.5 the total, 10 seconds.
A desire to bet the over in that game. I don't see how Detroit's going to get stops. Since he might be able to move it on this secondary, we'll see how it plays out, but looks like Kirby Joseph's going to miss and DJ Reed's on IR. So a desire to bet the over in that game.
We hit every single game on Sunday because Rob Pizzola is the best in the business. Forward Progress is the NFL content on YouTube and in podcast form. And everyone should check out the Hammer website as well. Again, that NFL newsletter is the goods. Rob, appreciate you, buddy. Good luck with the bets. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Good luck this week.
Rob Pizzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, our bets for Yankees Red Sox, side total and props for the Niners and the Rams, including Femi's Island.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Titans having a lot of success against the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm going to go with a guy for the Seahawks in A.J. Barner at 25-1.
The protection, man, open court, touchdown. A.J. Barner, the tight end.
Darren Waller, 25-1 as he makes his 2025 debut. Hip, hop, a hippity hop, and you don't stop. He's going to be hipping, hopping into the end zone tonight as your first TD scorer.
Caught back in the end zone. Touchdown, Darren Waller, his first as a Dolphin.
And for Denver, how about Bo Nix? Because Bo knows at QB, calls his own number, 14-1.
Nix wants it on the ground. Touchdown, Denver.
You're so hot.
And I'll see you on the island.
Oh, great job by Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, putting that together. An honor, Femi Abebefe, on Femi's Island. We will go to Femi's Island in moments, but we have very quick thank yous to dole out. Three tremendous guests on the show today. Pro sports better Joey Kanish, pro sports better Rob Mazzola, pro sports better Jay Croucher, who does great work for our friends as well at NBC. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our video producer, Mike Brown. Coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM. Tonight, featuring tonight, the Glass Man, PJ Glasser, and our guest at this time, the great Brad Evans. Brad, happy Tequila Thursday. Hola, amigo. What is your best bet for tonight, Brad, with the Rams and the 49ers?
Hola, amigos. Let's make some cash with Kyren Williams. I'm going to take the over on 16.5 rush attempts. A guy in three prior games against the Gold Panthers, averaging 22.3 rush attempts per contest. San Francisco middle of the pack in terms of rush EPAD. Obviously, the Niners are walking wounded right now. Heavy underdogs in this game. So Kyren Williams, he may get 10 balls of Bill in the first half alone. All I need is 17 to cash, and he has done that in all but one contest this season. Again, give me the over on Kyren Williams, 16.5 rush attempts. I grabbed it at -110.
Brad Evans, BetMGM tonight, coming up after us on the BetMGM Network. Brad, let's fly the W with our Cubbies, my friend, and we will catch up with you tomorrow on a Friday.
Yeah, amen on that one. Kyle Juszczyk, over 1.5 catches at plus odds. I'm out.
Oh, Brad has gotten seduced by that juice with Kyle Juszczyk over 1.5 receptions in tonight's game. BetMGM tonight follows us here on the BetMGM Network. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, is here. Bill has the social submissions, best bets for Yankees, Red Sox, and Niners, Rams from the real ones on YouTube and Twitch. Billy Z, what do we got?
All right, we got baseball and football here. Let's start with a little football from Jay Gatto, 305. He says, I have total over 44.5. Kyren Williams, anytime first half TD. Mac Jones, over 249.5 passing yards. Fred Warner, for a half sack, $1 gets him $125. Leroy Jenkins, moving over to baseball. I may be a biased Sox fan, but I'm going Sox money line. Better manager, better bullpen, which both teams will most likely be in earlier than later. And Big Will Nick, he says, play of the day is the opposite of what Nick takes in the Yankee game, only because he's going to be betting with his emotions. Yeah, right. It's his team. So there you go, from the real ones.
Yeah, I think Big Will might be right about that. We'll get my Yankees-Red Sox bets in a moment. You know what? Let's just get to it right now. Jake, please drop the dope-ass beat. All right, let's pay the bills first. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's awards content. Talked a ton of NFL awards in the first hour of today's program. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. BetMGM is our show sponsor, and we want everyone to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app, and please gamble responsibly. Femi, baseball first, and then we'll close with football. Ah, man. Connelly early and the Red Sox. Plus 135 dogs at Cam Schlittler and the Yankees. What a sentence. Yanks minus 160. Total in the game, 7.5. How are you betting this elimination game tonight in the Bronx?
Call me crazy, but I'm backing Connelly early, man. I'm back in the Red Sox, plus 135, adding a little bit more to the plus 165 series bet that I made. I just think this is going to be one of those games where the manager's going to have a lot of influence. And if that's the case, I will take Alex Cora as a dog against Aaron Boone. I know the Bronx is going to be on fire and all that stuff, and everyone's going to be rowdy. Give me the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox stun the Yankees, and they advance to the ALDS.
I could certainly see it happening. No one watching or listening should be surprised to hear me say that. I think the game ends one of two ways. And I said this at the start of the show, and this is how I would bet the game. I think if you like the Red Sox, I don't know that I'd bet it pregame. See how this is going early. And if the Red Sox take an early lead and early looks good, pun not intended, I would live bet Boston. I think if the Red Sox win, they likely win a low-scoring game that goes under, and they win by like one run, like 3-2. And if the Yankees win, I think the Yankees avalanche them, and they score a ton of runs early, and the Red Sox are out of it. And I think Boston does have the bullpen edge just in tonight's game, and it won't matter if the Yankees are up big as we progress into the middle and late innings of the game. So either Yankees run line or bet the Red Sox live if they take an early lead. That's my betting advice. I'm going to be real with everyone. I'm going to watch and root for my Yankees tonight. That I'm not going to bet this game. I got bets elsewhere. So no bet for me on tonight's game. Let's go, Yankees. All right, Femi, to the National Football League. Thursday Night Football, Rams and Niners. The Rams, 8.5-point home favorites at BetMGM. The total is 43.5. How are you betting this side in total? And we are taking the Rams in Survivor.
Yes, that will be my sweat with this game, because I think that right now the side, it's probably just right. You can make a case that there's actually a little bit too much, and maybe there's a bet to be made on the 49ers. I will not be making that bet. There's too many injuries. Short week. Mac Jones coming off an injury as well, and now he's going to be the starter. I want no parts of this game, so I'm not betting the side. The total, I understand why people like the under. Missed that. That was high as 47, now down to 43.5, but I'll just be sweating the Survivor, and we'll get to the island bets here shortly, but no bet for me, side or total. I'll just be rooting hard for the Rams tonight.
We're taking the Rams and Survivor. Let's go Rams. Please win the game. And if they don't,
please.
It's honestly, it's Corey Morales' fault.
Never got who he likes.
I said it at the start of the show. Tyler, did you text your brother or no? Find out who he likes in Survivor. I have teased the Rams with the Buffalo Bills. Rams -2.5. Bills -2. Not a huge bet. At price, honestly, I consider taking the Niners +8.5, but I think the Rams are going to win. We have them in Survivor, so that's how I'm choosing to play the game tonight. Thy Royal Prop King will stop by with his bets in moments, but for now, let's bring this music down, and let's set this up. Our friend Femi Abebefe, we're about to visit the island. Take me solo here. Yeah. Next time you see Femi, he'll be on the island. So Femi, his last three first touchdown scorers in island games have all hit, as you heard in the rejoin coming back from break here. He is making you, our listeners and viewers, money hand over fist. And we got another game tonight as Femi looks to make it four in a row on the island.
Welcome to the island as we try to continue to get rich here in week 5 in the National Football League. And tonight's matchup is a lot of fun with the Niners and the Rams. And for the 49ers, we have a mass unit tonight. No Brandon, no George, no Ricky, no Jawan. But we've got a lot of Tanjis. Jake Tanjis at 20-1 to get a lot of targets from Mac Jones. And for the Ramali, the Los Angeles Rams, with no Tyler Higbee, that's no problem, because that's going to open the door for TE2, Colby Parkinson. We've already seen Davis Allen get a couple of touchdowns this season, and Parkinson in that role will go ahead and be the guy that reaches the end zone at 40-1. So it's Jake Tanjis at 20-1, Colby Parkinson at 40-1, and I'll see you on the island.
Oh, two tight ends for Femi tonight, Tanjis and Parkinson. No pressure, my friend. Just looking for four in a row on the first touchdown
score. We're going
to
rob your bookie.
I love it. And then with the winnings, maybe we go buy an island somewhere. All right. Great job by Femi. I either have bad or good news for Femi, depending on how he chooses to look at it. Now, we're always honest on the show, right? There was the denizens of the Prop Kingdom were considering revolt earlier this season. It was not going great for the Prop King. Were they bad beats? Doesn't really matter. They were losers. But you know, the Prop King has started to turn things around. A number of winners in a row for thy royal Prop King, and he looks to keep it going tonight. As the Prop King descends down from the... It's okay, Jake. We only do this 1,000 times. It's okay. No, it's all right. Bring the music up. No problem. Go ahead. Where is it?
Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
All hail King Costos.
Worship me, pigs. Jake said the pause faked him out. If you like, you work with me every day. I do this all the time. God, Jake Jawan Taylor Hassan, full starting all over the place. Jeez. Yeah, if Jake were on the offensive line for the Eagles, tush pushing, I mean, people would have an absolute meltdown. All right, thy royal props for tonight. So earlier in the show, I was detailing on how I think there's tremendous opportunity with San Francisco tonight. Niners are going to be in a trailing game state, most likely. They are more than a touchdown dog on the road. Controlled weather environment. They're going to have to throw. Now, maybe it's Christian McCaffrey that ends up with the lion's share of the receptions and the yards. He's priced appropriately. Everyone knows how awesome he is. So that gives us a chance to bet and choose between the guy we like the most. The Bourne ultimatum. Kendrick. He tried to strike a chord. Jake Tongis. Or DeMarcus Robinson. Or you could bet all three. Or you could bet Mac Jones over passing yards. Kendrick Bourne would be the guy that I would choose. Kendrick Bourne over receiving yards. Honestly, I think they could all go over. And I do like Mac Jones passing yards over. 221.5 is the number. I like that over for Mac Jones. And anytime touchdowns. With Tyler Higbee out, look, I'd love to make the case for second round rookie Terrence Ferguson, Clarissa's brother. I'm rolling with the island. Colby Parkinson. Where if he scores a touchdown tonight, we will get to hear Al Michaels say, "And it's Colby Parkinson!" I hope we get to hear that. And I hope it's the first touchdown scorer in tonight's game so we can all take a trip to that island. On behalf of Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Costos wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday. And in closing, let's go, Yankees!
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.